Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Looking at a painting by Anselm Kiefer can feel like being at the window of a plane and seeing below a landscape that looks like it's been blasted by fire. Yet what you're experiencing is not below. It's directly in front and across, perhaps a dozen or even 30 feet wide. It also has a way of enveloping you, bringing you into the piece and its textures. Anselm Kiefer was born in Germany in 1945, and his career and rise to international acclaim includes a particular connection to the St. Louis Art Museum. This month, for the first time in 20 years, the museum is exhibiting a survey of Kiefer's work, including five 30-foot-tall paintings. His newest paintings were inspired by his visit to St. Louis and the Mississippi. And to talk about the art of Anselm Kiefer and why that art has a special place in St. Louis, I'm joined by Min Jung Kim. Min is the curator of the exhibit Anselm Kiefer, Becoming the Sea. She's also the director of the St. Louis Art Museum. Min, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Thank you, Elaine.
So this exhibit, Min, has really transformed the art museum. But before we get into the new pieces, I'd like to hear how you first encountered the work of Anselm Kiefer. When and where did that happen?
Well, I've long been a fan and an admirer of Anselm Kiefer's work, but I also had the extraordinary pleasure of first getting to know him many museums ago when I was working at the Guggenheim Museum and when I was part of an installation team installing new works for the grand opening of the Guggenheim Museum Bilbao. And so my first encounter with him was around 1996, 1997, and have since tracked his career both professionally and personally. But this was most recently through working on this exhibition and immediate experience of working very closely with him curatorially and also at such a close distance as we were working and partnering on this exhibition in the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Why did his work have such an impact? Why did it leave such a deep impression?
Well, I think before I can sort of address his work specifically, maybe what might be helpful is to add a little background and context, because what essentially led to this exhibition was really driven by two inspirations. One, of course, was Anselm Kiefer himself, but the other was really the collection of the St. Louis Art Museum. Mm-hmm. And we have indeed a world-class collection, but one of our many core strengths is really in modern and contemporary German art. And that story really started initially being centered around Max Beckmann, whose work we have perhaps one of the greatest holdings of in the world, and German Expressionists. But we also had, in the last few decades, since expanded that collection to include contemporary German artists such as Anselm Kiefer. And in fact, one of the first paintings that we acquired of Anselm Kiefer's was Fuhlrods in 1987, and we're thrilled that that work is also included in this exhibition. Mm-hmm. And then the second major work that we acquired was a work called Breaking of the Vessels, and that was in 1991. It's a wonderful sculpture, but with a very complicated installation that required the artist to come to St. Louis to install the show. And when he did, that was his first time to St. Louis. There was a cocktail reception to honor his visit to St. Louis, but also at that time a boat ride was arranged for him to go up the Mississippi towards the Confluence. And during that time, he probably saw a fairly new Melvin Price lock and dam, And on the way, probably saw the old Clark Bridge before it was demolished several years later. And so in thinking about that trip and also in thinking about his connection to our collection, plus the fact that there has not been a major Anselm Kiefer exhibition in the United States at an American museum for 20 years, that trifecta became almost a motivational factor and a natural extension as to why it made sense to do an Anselm Kiefer exhibition at the St. Louis Art Museum.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any sense as to why it's been so long there hasn't been an exhibition of his work in the United States?
There could be many factors, but I will say that, it's a complicated installation and an ambitious exhibition, one that I think would really require a deep level of commitment for any institution to want to take on a major Anselm Kiefer exhibition, because they're not simple shows to develop nor to install. But that said, the last major exhibition at an American museum, I think prior to us, was in 2005. That was an exhibition called Heaven and Earth, curated by Michael Opping, and it was in Fort Worth, Texas. But that's 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And for such a prolific and productive artist such as Anselm Kiefer, I think even if you missed 1 year of his artistic practice, you would miss out 2 decades. I think that absence spoke volumes. And once again, for us to do this exhibition, given our collection, given our history, made perfect sense. But what emerged from that in conversation with the artists as a curatorial partner, if you will, was envisioning how this exhibition might develop. And immediately he was thinking about this experience and this memory of traveling the Mississippi River in 1991. And even though it was more than 30 years ago, he had these vivid memories of the Mississippi, its sheer force, its scale, its vitality, much of which is captured in these monumental paintings that you've mentioned, mm-hmm. Elaine, in Sculpture Hall. So there are 5 paintings that each rise more than 30 feet high,
yeah,
and about 28 feet wide, and 2 are of the Mississippi River and 2 of the Rhine River.
Mm-hmm. And yes. I did get an opportunity to experience these myself. Mm. And I say experience because you've described the dimensions, but what it feels like to go into the sculpture hall at SLAM and to see these works, it's hard to describe it. In the interest of helping people understand that, though, of the works that you have noted, one of them is called Missouri, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
Can you describe this work and then tell us about it?
Sure. First of all, let me say, Elaine, I'm so glad you've been there and you've seen it, because you're absolutely right. I think to see an image reproduce in two-dimensionality would not be able to convey truly the size, the scale, and almost the 5 paintings together in that space of Sculpture Hall,
mm-hmm.
the immersive quality of this site-specific installation. So one of the paintings, as you mentioned, is Missouri, Mississippi, one of the 5 paintings that are installed in Sculpture Hall. This painting, too, rises more than 30 feet tall. And the format of this painting is really 2 parts, almost like the Missouri and the Mississippi coming together as one.
Mm-hmm.
On the bottom half of the painting are what look like locks and dams, very much like the locks and dams that Anselm Kiefer himself may have experienced more than 30 years ago when he was going up the Mississippi. And these crashing waves that are painted with these beautiful blue-green hues, which is a technique that he's used through this form of electrolysis, where he will sometimes use lead, and in this case copper, that he will submerge in a salt bath and run an electric current through it. And through the process of electrolysis, there will be a chemical reaction and a corrosion and oxidation that produces this beautiful patina. So it also produces this lush tactility to the painting. On the upper half of the painting is a female figure who seems to be floating over a map of the Missouri and Mississippi River tributary systems. We see the confluence of the Missouri and the Mississippi rivers. We also see the Great Lakes, and we see the river travel down south towards the Gulf of Mexico, seemingly towards New Orleans. And it is this wonderful depiction of, indeed, our great Mississippi River, and all recalling this memory of when he came to St. Louis and visited it more than 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Memory, I think we think of as happening in the mind or the heart, not necessarily the different things. Mm-hmm. But what you'd mentioned about the texture, it was very tempting to want to touch these, not canvases. That quality, how does that speak to how Anselm Kiefer's work has developed over time and what people are going to be seeing at SLAM?
Well, I think what we also see with these paintings is how he has developed materials and languages that have also evolved over time. Anselm turned 80 this year, and in some cases that might be an age where an artist might be slowing down or repeating things that have occurred throughout his artistic practice, and yet through the process that I've just described, he's constantly innovating and developing new processes. And I think similarly, that is embedded in the paintings that we see here. It does have a very lush quality and tactility to it. Thanks to the artist's wishes, we actually do not have stanchions placed in front of the paintings.
Right,
and they actually sit on the floor. They're not elevated in any way. So literally, you can walk very close to the painting. For the safety of the works, we certainly want to discourage getting too close and touching the painting. Mm-hmm. But I think that lends also to this immersive quality that you really feel like you're inside the painting, mm-hmm. because of this immersion of paint, of texture, and these extraordinary images that are in these incredible spaces.
Mm-hmm. In an interview with the BBC earlier this summer, Kiefer said that he intentionally, quote, ruins his work because he sees them as a beginning.
But I think it's more philosophical. For me, ruins are the beginning of something new. You know, I destroy my paintings all the time.
Yes.
I destroy them, I put them out in the weather, I put them in the snow, I burn them, I put electrolysis on them. I do all kinds of things to ruin them. And then they get up again. Resurrectio.
That was artist Anselm Kiefer speaking to the BBC's John Wilson in July on the podcast This Cultural Life. So, Min, the last time I happened to see you out at a function, I think it was shortly after the opening of this exhibition, and you described very briefly what work it took to install, and you started your relationship with Anselm Kiefer with installation. Is there something about his approach, you know, there's that combination of ruin and reveal, that is something that feels special for St. Louis at this time?
I'm so glad you had that quote of Anselm Kiefer talking about the process of his artwork. For Kiefer, he never considers any of his work to be indeed complete. He returns to it. Sometimes, indeed, as you heard, he will leave it outside and allow it to go through a quote-unquote weathering process, where among the many materials and ingredients and helpers, he considers nature to be a part of it, where his paintings will sometimes get rained on. Wind, dust, debris will all be a part of the materials that he is using. And his concept of time is such that he does not believe that time is a straightforward path and linear, but rather one that is circular, recursive. And so many of his work does indeed address the cyclical nature of time. And so in many ways, there is indeed no end and there is no beginning as well. Mm-hmm. So that plays very much into the themes of this exhibition, as well as the works and how he approaches them. And so for the paintings that we see in Sculpture Hall, for instance, that can be considered both an end as well as the beginning of the exhibition.
Mm-hmm. And as we close, you know, you have spent many years as a fan of Anselm Kiefer. What do you hope that people who've never seen his work take away from this particular exhibit?
Well, one thing that we were talking about earlier was ruins. And Anselm Kiefer is an artist who was born in March of 1945, literally towards the end of the Second World War. And he grew up in a town that had been bombed, and he grew up in the midst of ruins. And yet, at the same time, in that context, he did not see despair, but rather the possibility and hope for renewal. And so I think for many of the works that we see here in this exhibition, using the metaphor of rivers, to be able to see through the vessel of using rivers as a vessel of memory, as transformation and a passage of time, to be able to approach history just as Anselm does, as something that we should not step away from, but look into, but also from it be able to think about and dream of the possibility of renewal. Mm-hmm.
Min-Jung Kim is the director of the St. Louis Art Museum. She's also the curator of the new exhibit, Anselm Kiefer, Becoming the Sea, which opened earlier this month and runs until January 25th. Min, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Elaine.
This episode was produced by Danny Wisentowski.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.